Long delays in inland transport, customs, and port handling procedures are common in developing countries across the world, especially those that are landlocked. Out of the 31 developing landlocked countries globally, 16 are from Africa.
With the presence of majority of landlocked developed countries in Africa, the share of formal intra-African trade is only about 10% of the total trade, compared to 20% for Latin America and 48% for Asia.
Poor infrastructure in countries of transit, complicated paperwork at border points are just but a few of the hurdles that are weighing in on landlocked countries. Transport experts meeting in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, are now seeking possible solutions.
The average cost of exporting a container for landlocked developing countries increased from US$2,200 in 2006 to almost $3,000 in 2013. That's about a one-third increase in less than 5 years, while transit developing countries are only paying 50% of that cost.
For example, for a landlocked country like Ethiopia, which depends on the port of Djibouti for 90% of its import and export trade, or in other words, $2 million transaction daily, delay in delivery of goods within these countries is also a big issue. For example, it takes on an average 30 days to export or import in Africa, compared to about 22 days in Asia and the Pacific, 18 days in Latin America and Caribbean, and only 10 days in countries that belong to the Organization of Economic Commission and Development, OECD countries.
The one-stop border post at Chirundu, between Zambia and Zimbabwe, demonstrates how the cost of trading in Southern Africa can be substantially reduced by streamlining border procedures. The benefits of this particular border post have included reduced supply chain transaction costs, an increased volume of goods traded across the border.
However, transport experts partly blame the continent for the continued challenges of landlocked countries. Earlier discussions have been made on how to smoothen border transactions and mitigate costs for landlocked countries, but they haven't been fully implemented. Only a few countries on the continent have signed or ratified international conventions, and the level of implementation of programs and projects is too low. Colette Njoi for Press TV in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.